Oh, hey everyone! Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca, and I'm so glad you could join us at the place where exciting things happen. Now, before you open up your magazine, I have a little question for you. What is the result when you have a soccer player who likes to break dance? I'll even give you a little hint. It's the title of our lesson. That's right! Freestyle football. Yesterday, we learned about a French freestyle footballer who won the 2008 Red Bull Street Style World Finals. And he's not the only street style football player out there. Well, today, we'll learn about a few more freestyle soccer stars. Are you still not sure what freestyle football looks like? Don't worry, we have a special video of one freestyle footballer that we'll watch soon. We'll also learn about how these sportsmen gain their skills. So let's get started with the first reading, and then we'll visit Michelle in the language lab.
Freestyle football, where art meets sport. Garnier is one of many freestyle soccer stars turning heads around the world. In 2012, Japanese star Kotaro Takuda, nicknamed Tokura, won the Red Bull Street Style World Finals. His amazing backflip stole the show. Belgian freestyle star Soufiane Benkok has some great moves as well. A character in a video game has even been modeled after him. British star John Farnworth dribbles a ball with his feet for a long time. He proved it by dribbling a ball in the air throughout an entire marathon in London.
Welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们要看的第一个重点是 nickname 这个字。我们学过如果 nickname 当名词的时候是指外号或昵称。例如 Brenda's nickname is Freckle Farm because she has many freckles on her face. Brenda 的昵称是雀斑花园，因为她的脸上有很多雀斑。Nickname 如果当动词的话是指取外号。例如 The singer was nicknamed Frankie because he sings like Frank Sinatra.这个歌手被取外号为 Frankie, 因为他唱歌很像法兰克辛纳屈。继续我们看的是 dribble 这个动词。dribble 在这里是指运球或带球。例如 the center dribbled the ball past the defense. 这位中锋带着球闪过了防守球员。或者是 the player dribbled the ball and then passed it to his teammate. 这名球员运球之后传球给他的队友。dribble 也可以当名词，意思是一点点或者是少许。例如 the chef added dribbles of vinegar into the dressing. 主厨将沙拉酱加入了少许的醋。
Hey everybody, my name is Gabe and today I'm excited about learning more about freestyle football. Even though we all know I'm not very good at it myself,I think it's pretty interesting, don't you, Rebecca?
Well, I think it's very interesting to learn about. I wouldn't really want to try freestyle football or soccer myself, but yeah, I'm enjoying our lesson. Talking about our lesson, how does our lesson begin?
Well, Garnier, we read, is one of many freestyle soccer stars turning heads around the world. Now, later, Liz is going to talk about that phrase. But for now, let's continue.We read about, in 2012, this Japanese star, Kotaro Takuda. Now, we saw a picture of him yesterday. You didn't know it was Kotaro Takuda, this Japanese name. I can't say it correctly, but here he is. He is an amazing freestyle footballer.
Yes, he is definitely very amazing. Well, anyway, what is his nickname? Well, he was nicknamed Tokura. Tokura?And he won the Red Bull Street Style World Finals. That's pretty incredible. It says his amazing backflips stole the show.
Steal. That makes me think of someone like a thief or a robber, someone who takes something that does not belong to them.
You mean like right there?
Yes. He is a thief. He is stealing something. But
hold on just a moment, Gabe.
Yes?
In our lesson, when we say to steal the show, we're not actually referring to a thief stealing something.
You're right.
This just means that it was the most popular part of the show.
That's right. So how else could you use this phrase? Everyone's saying, well, but you really stole the show with your song. That means your song was the best.
Exactly. Or you could also say the child with the bird definitely stole the show.
Well, later we read about this British star, John Farnworth. Hey, do you use British English or American English? Let's learn something about this with the guys in the Info Cloud.
We're often told how successful America has been in exporting English to the world. Hollywood movies and American sports have done much to popularize American English, even in and among other English-speaking nations.
So, could it be that British English is now invading America's shores?
Yes, British English is gaining influence in how Americans talk, most notably inside the corridor that stretches from New York City to Washington, D.C.
But we're seeing and hearing British expressions, spellings, and usages creep further inland, too.
Indeed. Instead of hearing an American say, "I'll grab my cell phone and call my friend," it's possible you might hear, "I'll grab my mobile and ring up my mate."
Which is something you'd expect to hear on the streets of London.
American TV news is not immune either. People no longer disappear. They go missing. And things are no longer chic. They're trendy.
So the question is, why is this happening? Well, some say this British-English invasion is a result of America's obsession with Harry Potter, Downton Abbey, and the Manchester United football team. Others have guessed it's the disproportionate number of Brits editing American magazines.
英式英语跟美式英语到底哪一个比较强势？ 一般人大概都认为是美式英语， 尤其当我们看到好莱坞的电影， 以及美国的职业球队在全球受欢迎的程度。 但曾几何时， 美国人开始学英国人讲话， 尤其在美国的东岸， 有越来越多人开始使用英式的表达方式。 比如说， 我要用我的手机打电话给我的朋友， 美式英语应该会说， "I'll grab my cell phone and call my friend." 但现在你也许会听到美国人采用英国人的讲法， "I'll grab my mobile and ring up my mate." 这个奇怪的现象有人说是因为哈利波特、唐顿庄园和曼联足球队的崛起，也有人说是因为现在有很多美国杂志的编辑都是英国人。这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, remember, we read before that Farnworth dribbles a ball with his feet for a long time. And our lesson continues. It says he proved it by dribbling a ball in the air throughout an entire marathon. Now, we want to take some time and talk about this phrase, to prove by. What does it mean if you prove something?
Well, when you prove something, that means maybe you said something about yourself, and now you're going to show other people that it is true. So you prove it by doing something. For example, I could say, "I'm really fast, and I'll prove it by winning the race."
Exactly. Or you could also say, "Sean says that she is not afraid of heights. She proved it by climbing to the top of the really tall water tower."
Well, I read about this guy who said he was not afraid of spiders. And actually, he was on TV. He proved it by sitting in a box and letting people drop 30 or 40 spiders into the box.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I guess he's not afraid of spiders, is he?
No, he's not. But these are different ways that you can use this phrase to prove something by doing something else. Well, right now, John Farnworth wants to share about his training for the marathon. We have a little video. Now, pay attention, listen closely, because his accent is very strong. Here we go.
The charity that I'm doing the marathon for is called Kick for Life, and basically they use football as a medium to change children's lives in South Africa. So basically every £10 that we raise will enable that to happen. So a fantastic charity that I work for quite a lot. So to be working with them on the marathon is pretty cool. I'm practicing a lot. Every day I'm training and fitting it in around my regular performances and shows and regular training, so it's quite difficult, but I'm spending about an hour to 2 hours just on the marathon training per day if I can, and the rest of it is geared towards my other freestyle moves and tricks that I perform.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Are you ready to continue learning English? It's not easy. It takes practice. But you are doing a great job. Keep up the good work. You know, it takes practice to become good at anything. What skill do you want to have? Do you want to be a great piano player or a great basketball player? Whatever it is you want to be, you need to practice. Well, today, we're learning about some amazing and talented freestyle soccer stars. How did they become so good? You got it. Practice. Let's see if I can dribble the ball with my feet. Here goes. Oh, see? I need more practice. Well, I think we need to continue learning about these amazing freestyle soccer players right now.
Freestyle football, where art meets sport. So how do these stars gain their skills? The key is practice, practice, and more practice. Repetition is a must. For example, Farnworth carries a ball with him everywhere and practices moves thousands of times. While not every freestyler will find fame, that's not really the point. In a sport that features creativity, finding one's own style is what matters most. Farnworth encourages each freestyler to find within themselves their own style.
RE 这个字首在这里是指再次，所以 repetition 是指重复，是不可数名词。例如 ,the novel was criticized as just being a repetition of what the author had done before. 这本小说被批评为作者之前作品的翻版。repetition 也可以指重现或重做，这个时候它就是一个可数名词。例如 ,the government took measures to prevent the repetition of conflict that happened last month.政府采取措施来预防上个月的冲突事件再现。所以我们看的是 feature 这个动词。feature 是指以某人或某事物为特色。例如 ,the festival features concerts, parades, and performances by buskers. 这个庆典的特色有演唱会、游行以及街头艺人的表演，或者是 This program features a cooking contest and cuisines from all over the world. 这个节目内容有烹饪比赛以及各国美食的介绍。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Of course you need to practice. We read here, how do these stars gain their skills? The key is practice, practice, and more practice. Rebecca, if you want to be a good freestyle football star, you need to practice.
So in other words, repetition is a must. Hey, I have a joke for you.
Huh?
Ready?
A joke?
Yeah.
We're teaching.
Oh, I know, but listen. It goes, Pete and repeat.We're sitting in a boat. Pete fell out, and who is left?
Pete fell out. Oh, repeat!
Okay, great. So Pete and repeat were sitting in a boat. Pete fell out, and who is left?
Well, you just asked me that, and I said repeat.
Exactly! The point is repetition. You keep repeating.
Oh, the guy's name is Repeat?
Yes.
Okay, and so when Pete fell out, then repeat was...That is a good joke.
Isn't that great?
Rebecca, if you share it more times, then everybody will get it, they can remember it, and then they can share it with other people.
Exactly.
Okay, exactly. So again, one more time.
So, Pete and Repeat were sitting in a boat. Pete fell out, and who is left?
Repeat!
This is where you laugh.
That's right, Pete and Repeat. This is great. Repetition is important if you want to remember something.And that goes for our key words as well. Everything you learn here at Studio Classroom, put it into practice. Well, right now it's time for us to take a look at that phrase we saw earlier, turning heads with Liz.
Hello there, friends. How are you doing today? My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here as we have a closer look at this sentence.Garnier is one of many freestyle soccer stars turning heads around the world. Our focus today is on the phrase to turn heads. It means to get a lot of attention. So today's sentence just means Garnier is one of many freestyle soccer stars who get a lot of attention around the world. This phrase, to turn heads, is often used to describe how someone has a certain positive quality that attracts people's attention. For example, a beautiful young woman can get all kinds of attention wherever she goes. So we can say, the beautiful young woman turned heads everywhere she went. Now, sometimes we can use this phrase to talk about how something really caught people's attention and made an impression on them.For example, let's say a young artist's exhibit last week really caught people's attention because of his creativity. So we can say, the young artist's creativity turned heads when his exhibit opened last week. And that's all the time we have for today. I'll see you all next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, here in our lesson, we read, while not every freestyler will find fame...That's not really the point. Now, we want to talk about this word, the point. What does that mean, the point?
Well, everything should have a purpose, right?
Right.
So maybe you're playing a game with somebody else or some other people. Maybe the point of that game is to encourage you to develop teamwork so that you can play well with others. That's the point.
I see. So can I ask or can I say...I didn't really understand the point of the speaker's message. Didn't really seem to have much purpose to me.
That's right. That's a good way to use that phrase because if you are going to give a speech, you want to make your point very clear. That way your audience knows exactly what your purpose was in giving that speech.
Well, guess what time it is right now? It's time for a video. Farnworth says that if you practice, you can do anything. So let's go visit him now.
I try try and inspire people by doing what I do best, and hopefully they'll like that. And if they do like it, whether it's they go into freestyle or another sport or something similar, then I've done my job. So hopefully by being good at what I do can help people realize that with practice you can actually do anything. So that's all I did, practice hard.
You have a soccer ball. Let's play soccer.
No, thanks. Soccer balls aren't just for scoring goals.
Huh?
So I'm busy practicing skills.
Practicing skills?
Yes. I want to be a freestyle soccer star someday.
Freestyle soccer star?
Yes. I want to entertain crowds by making this soccer ball dance.
How will you do that?
I'll use my legs, feet, and head. I'll combine soccer skills and tricks and breakdancing moves.
Wow, that will turn heads.
Exactly. I'll probably add some backflips too, but it won't be easy.
It definitely won't be easy. How do you plan to gain all these skills?
The key is practice, practice, practice. I'll practice all my moves thousands of times.
Wow, maybe you'll find fame as a freestyle soccer star.
Maybe, but that's not really the point.
Oh.
This is a sport that features creativity. Finding my own style is what matters most.
Finding your own style?
Yeah. Oops.
Well, before you find your style, you'd better find your soccer ball.
Yeah. How embarrassing.
We're talking about freestyle football and stars that are turning heads around the world. In 2012, Kotaro Tokuda, a Japanese star, won the Red Bull Street Style World Finals. He stole the show with amazing backflips. And then, how can we forget Belgian star Benkok, who has a video game character modeled after him? And John Farnworth, the British star, dribbles a ball with his feet for long periods of time, including dribbling a ball in the air throughout a marathon in London. How do they get this good? Practice. And then more practice. Repetition is necessary. Farnworth is a good example. He takes his ball with him everywhere and practices his moves thousands of times. So while not all freestylers will be famous, they can still find their own style, something Farnworth encourages.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, well, the point of many of our lessons, of course, is
practice.
We'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
Make sure you practice. And you should practice your freestyle.
Yeah, everything.